You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Broadcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 33. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I'm Rogue Schindler.
This week we're going to be talking about tournaments, getting people to show up, and spicing it up a little bit. So this weekend is February 14th, and I've had just a history of planning a bad day to run a tournament. Usually this isn't the case for Star Trek players, you know, Valentine's Day. Well, you know, it's a stereotype. But still, in the past, I've had tournaments set up on, you know, Mother's Day and no one shows up, or, you know, three-day weekends and everyone's out on vacation. But, I planned one for this weekend and it was kind of rough. And fortunately, you know, everyone's going to be out, so we have to cancel. And we're going to be starting our tournament series, you know, 2 weeks later. We're going to start out with a standard construction format, but along the lines, you know, every once in a while we'll throw in a kind of a scenario event where we do something different. If it's modified rules or objectives, seems to be a good time. The important thing, I think, is to give people plenty of notice about what the rules are going to be, so they have time to make a deck that focuses on something different. In the past, we've had a really good time with a Fed versus Borg format, where players would get extra points for either assimilating with Picard or winning battles, solving missions with Picard, so he has to be out there, you know, as a target, and then assimilating him as a Borg player to score extra bonus points. We've played a Klingon Civil War format where a lot of the points are based on, you know, not so much missions, but more for killing people and destroying ships. What else have we played? We played a Bajoran versus Cardassian, right?
Let's say we had sort of a grudge match theme one time where we had a series of that was Bajoran versus Cardassian and Romulan versus Klingon, and I think we threw in Fed Borg for that as well.
Yeah. So the premise is when you show up, you have to, you know, you don't have to tell anybody what you're playing, but you have to play one of the two headquarters to get to be eligible for prizes on the day, and so you can put it in the system as a regular tournament, and if someone shows up unaware, they, you know, they can play a regular deck, but everyone agrees kind of beforehand to play, obey the headquarters rules, and, you know, it's all standard regular tournament rules, so that you have to get 100 points, you have to do planet space, but special prizes are given for, you know, special objectives.
As Dan mentioned, with the special construction rules, you want to give people plenty of time to put their decks together, but it does give players something new and interesting to think about when they are putting their decks together. And it can take some of the more interesting aspects of what people tend to call fun decks that may or may not be terribly competitive in a regular tournament scene, and actually give people a chance to play around with those a little bit and actually make some use out of some of those cards, like Cry Havoc and what was the other one everyone was digging for when we had Render Assistance? A lot of people going, oh, crap, what happened to the 50 Render Assistances I had sitting around, which is kind of entertaining.
And there's never a render Assistance around when you need it.
Exactly.
So we had a suggestion from one of the players in our group that Redemption would be a good episode to base a scenario event on. You've got the Next Gen crew, you've got Klingons, and you've got Romulans. So right off the bat, you've got three of the original affiliations, like from back in the old game. So you can either choose to play one of those affiliations or two of those affiliations if you wanted to run two headquarters.
You know what I think would be interesting is make it grudge match style, and your options are to play, you play two headquarters either way and play Klingon Federation or Klingon Romulan. And we'll make the caveat for this tournament that say Kronos doesn't count as a headquarters for this, so that you don't get smacked with all the things that smack up playing with multiple headquarters.
One of the things I like about not changing the actual rules, though, is that, you know, if someone else just happens to show up, you know, they don't...
Or you could just leave it, and, I mean, both players get the advantage, I suppose.
As long as the grounds are even, I think that's fair. Yeah, I think everyone would know going into it that, you know, Final Adventure is going to smack two people.
Hey, free Bashirs for everyone.
Free Bashirs for everyone. That'd be hilarious. So do you think that with these requirements, players will naturally move toward, say, playing treachery Klingons with treachery Romulans, or would that be something you'd need to impose with rules? Sorry, incentives.
I think you might want to build it into the scenario somehow with a reward system, as far or you know, setting the scenario victory conditions. Although there, it does seem to be like you would want to naturally drift in that direction, what with still having to complete missions.
Be interesting to throw together just kind of something different would be like a Romulan dissonance, since they seem to have high integrity, to go with you know, some high integrity Klingons.
But yes,
that'd be a different way to go.
It would be a different way to go, and it would be kind of contrary to the spirit of the scenario, I think. Although it would be interesting, obviously one of the mission choices would probably be Khitomer. So it would be interesting to see that side working at Khitomer from an honor perspective instead of a treachery. You know, that might be an interesting way to go. You can go ahead and leave that open so that people could, you know, it would be like the Romulan dissidents working against the Romulans trying to thwart their interference with the Klingons. I could totally go for that. Yeah, sure. I changed my mind. Let's leave that in.
All right. So as far as these tournaments go, how do you feel about assigning affiliations beforehand or having people just show up with a surprise?
You know, I think it usually sorts itself out. I mean, you could do the tournament beforehand, do a random draw if you wanted to make sure that it was even. But I'm trying to think if we've had a significant problem with that with the grudge match tournaments before. Of them being too one-sided as far as the affiliations are concerned.
I actually like the sound of that. But the only problem would be that you'd have to have two tournaments in a row where you have the same turnout.
Yeah, or you could just put it on the email ahead of time.
Yeah.
And, you know, who's coming, and do a random assignment, and, you know, people will just have to trust the tournament director to be random.
Sure, sure. As far as pairings go, would you just pair up Romulans versus Klingons, or versus Fed, I guess, because they both share the Klingons,
yeah,
in the first round, and then after that just let it go, or would you try to fudge the numbers a little bit?
If you're going to do it randomly, or if you're going to, you know, set it up so that you do have even numbers, I would do round robin. You know, if you can get six players and play 3-on-3, do three rounds and have each Fed player play each Romulan player. And then, you know, you can have some kind of group prize.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. I like that.
If that's really what you're going for, to see, you know, how they match up against each other, I think that would be more fun. And if you want to do a fourth round and, you know, players can mix it up and play against each other, just to see if, you know, how the decks play against one another instead of the opposed. That does add the... again, you get advantages and disadvantages. You know what your opponent's going to be playing, but then they also know what you're going to be playing. So,
sure, you could throw in all the anti-Romulan, or also put in a couple of moral choices if you know you're going to be playing against Feds all day. That's a good call.
Yeah. That'll be an interesting tournament for an issue of trust, but again, both players will succumb to it, I think.
Yeah, that'd be pretty rough. The Feds would probably have a little bit easier time on it.
Yeah. You know who's going to see a lot of play in that tournament? Clag.
Clag?
Yeah. Be on both sides. You can play Dissident Romulans with honor.
All right.
I declare myself immune to your random selection.
Each honor personnel present cannot be randomly selected, so it doesn't have to be Klingons. Wow, that's awesome. I never thought about that.
Yeah. That's the... issue of trust workaround. Hey, 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 hey! what would be a good set of parameters for that tournament? I mean, aside from just playing against each other, if they're going to be, you know, like the combat, the was it Galactic War tournament we had? You know, you can only get 50 points for missions. If do we want to delineate what missions, you know, you get bonus for doing certain missions or completing objectives?
Yeah, I like that a lot better. That would be nice to have at least say, well, we're giving people, we're saying that you have to have two headquarters. We're
get
saying
10 bonus, first player to complete Kittimer gets 10 bonus points.
We could throw out two missions that say, you know, you have to play with this planet mission and this space mission. You're playing with these two headquarters. The last mission choice is up to you. And you know, you have to solve, so that way we don't have to make a rule, but pretty much sure. By definition, someone will have to solve one of the two missions that we threw out there.
Right.
Well, I would suggest, actually, it doesn't really fit exactly, but, Patrol Neutral Zone is a 20-point mission that Feds and Romulans can do. So, yeah. You know, that fits right in.
You could do, you know, use a skill from Ship Commander Data or Sela.
That'd be interesting to put a bounty on, Captain Data and Sela and like Gowron or something like that.
Yeah.
Or even Worf, the Klingon version of Worf. So that you can either, if you solve a mission with them, with one of those personnel, you get a point. Or yeah, conversely, if you kill them or capture them, you know, you get a point. Yeah, the sisters, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, that would certainly work well with, we've certainly had experience with that part of us, you know, as part of a scenario before that has worked out well. That would be an interesting thing to add in.
So at the end of the day, you'd have a best record on each side, Klingon and Romulan, or Klingon and Federation, but you've also been keeping track of these bonus points. So what do you say? Who did a better job? The person that wins 2 out of 3 games, or the person that wins maybe 1 out of 3 games but did all the bonus objectives? That's kind of a tough choice because I know that players will either go for, you know, bonus points are great, but I'm going to win this game, or, you know, I'm going to have a good time and I'm going to do all the crazy stuff. And it's really a decision that I guess everyone makes individually. But if you're going to have this, if you're going to, you know, make an award, you kind of have to say beforehand, you know, what you're going to be, you know.
Sure. I would say you want to, you certainly would want to emphasize, you know, encourage people to be doing these things. That's the whole point of arranging the deck that way. Well, if you do it in such a way that there are enough points available, you can make it so that they can score enough points off of that to forego a third mission.
Yeah. You know, I think I would almost say that since this is a special tournament and the objective of every other tournament in, you know, the season or the, you know, your tournament scene that you have is to win the most games, it would be okay if, you know, maybe you went by, you know, some of the bonus points were worth more than the victory points.
So you're talking about having these points count as, like, say, special rift points?
Or, yeah, it'd just be the, you know, the scenario, you know, objective points. Right. So, you know, let's say I did my mission with Sela and Klingon Worf over there, and I killed your Captain Data. So I've got 3 points from that, and I did the mission, you know, one of the special missions, so I got an extra point. So my victory point, you know, maybe I didn't even win the game. Maybe I only got 1 victory point for that, but I've gotten 4 objective points. So, you know, I could be one up on you on that. And even though you won the game, if you didn't, you know, make an effort to do any of the you know, the cool objective stuff, so you ended up with 0 points. You know, at the end of the day, if I've been racking up 4, 4, 4, you know, and I've got 12 points to your 1 or 2, you know, I think the player that followed the path of the objectives of the tournament, I think that should be rewarded instead of just straight up victories.
Absolutely.
All right. So if, you know, we haven't had a contest in a while, and this really isn't a contest either, but if you've played in a scenario event, or you've run a scenario event, or you've heard of a scenario event,
or you even have an idea for a scenario event, we want to know about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it next week, and I happen to have another shiny Picard foil here to give out, so let us know.
Now, as you can tell, we've reached the limit of our intelligence for this week. And wait, well, you know what? I think I may have spoken too soon. We seem to have one last piece of intelligence coming in right now.
We've got our hands on the article that is either up or will be going up shortly about the world championships this year. And looking ahead and reading quickly, I am quite excited that there's going to be two promo cards that are pretty much exclusive to the tournaments. They haven't been released in any other way. 0P82, one I've been looking for a while, which is Earth for TOS.
Very much looking forward to that.
Yeah, and the other looks like a gameplay exclusive virtual promo, Worf Chief of Security. So that sounds pretty awesome.
At last, despite having, two, five, 1,000 different Worfs in the game and none of them in his most prevalent uniform, it looks like we are at last going to get a Chief of Security Worf.
Yeah.
From the Enterprise.
All right, well, for all the completists out there who have a nice page of, Season 7-ish personnel, now you can slide one more into that the bottom summer slot there.
For those of you who are already looking forward to it, it looks like regional season is going to kick off with the start of spring, April 3rd, and we're going to run right up into convention season, wrapping up in the beginning of June. Looks like June 7th, Sunday, June 7th is going to be the last day, tournament directors. So start thinking about what days your players are going to want to have their regional.
So our regional will be on the 23rd of May.
Really?
Make a note.
Well, we have truly reached the limit of our intelligence at this point. On behalf of our producer, Matt, we would like to thank Warp 11 once again for their bitchin' theme song. I am Sir Rogue.
And I am Sir Dan.
And I will remind you all to expand your power in the universe.
And I will drain you for 33.
You could make it so.
Make it so.
Players, you could make it so that players could then turn into Sean Connery.
Stop.
stay a while and listen.